Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Sunshine 106.8. And the IBI is funded by Cumashun na Mban with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Hello there, good evening. I'm Carol Dooley. You're very welcome to join me now for another edition of Ours to Protect, our weekly series on taking care of our planet. And shortly we'll be joined by Sean Casey from Ernst & Young to discuss a new report which suggests that when it comes to sustainable energy use at home, the majority of us believe we've already done everything we can. So what exactly are we doing? Well, we send Sunshine's Jane McNamara to find out.
I know, I still live at home, so it's my parents kind of like with washing and stuff, and they're so strict about showers and the lights and everything.
The house I was living in previously, I did have solar panels in it. We made that move about a year before. Both our cars are electric too.
Oh yes, we turn off all lights, turn off all switches that we don't use. And we just basically look after it. Definitely.
Well, I've always been one for turning off lights when they're not needed, and we've always recycled long before there were ever green bins.
You don't really have a lot of lights on when I'm at home, you know what I mean? But that's because of the price of energy rates at this moment.
Well, it sounds like most of us are doing our best to do our bit, though we do need to achieve more. We're joined now by Sean Casey from Ernst & Young to discuss the latest Energy Transition Consumer Insights report, which does suggest that when it comes to energy use at home, we're doing as much as we can, with only 3 in 10 of us feeling we can do more to be more sustainable. Sean, thanks for taking the time to chat with us this week. So can you tell us about this report, what it reveals and what the challenges are as a result?
Thank you, Carol. Yes, we recently issued our 2024 Energy Insights report. As part of that, we would have surveyed more than 23,000 residential energy consumers globally, including more than 1,000 here in Ireland. And within that, we found that as the energy transition enters a crucial phase, momentum is at risk of slipping among Irish consumers. Now, positively, we found that Irish households were telling us that they are more interested than ever in sustainability, with 78% saying that they are doing as much as they can within their means to be sustainable. However, only 30% feel that they can do more at this time. So it's really crucial that we re-engage households and maintain momentum on the transition of our energy sector.
And Sean, when people say that they're doing as much as they can, have they told you what it is that they're doing and why they can't actually do any more?
Well, there was two main reasons that were quoted for this. One was all around affordability, and the second was all around lack of knowledge. In terms of affordability, look at the key issue. We've had a global energy crisis and cost of living challenges. But energy prices are now declining from the highs of 22 and early 23. And there is a window of opportunity in terms of promoting and incentivizing sustainable energy behaviors. The importance of this is also compounded by the fact that consumption of any good or service often increases as prices fall. And unfortunately, this means that, you know, our demand could actually rise again as prices fall, and the gains we've made in the past could be eroded. And I think the clock is ticking on that. The second factor that was raised was all around knowledge and the education required by consumers to enable them to make sustainable decisions. In spite of significant information campaigns by all sorts of players and actors within the sector, consumers still feel that they need more information on things like the benefits of renewable energy contracts with energy suppliers. Consumers want more information on the type of tariff, the flexible tariff, the time of day tariffs that this should be on, information on electric vehicles and the energy consumption related to those, solar panels, how do you heat your home, and so on. So there's a real education piece that consumers are looking for and need to be able to make sustainable decisions.
And why are they not getting all this information?
Well, I think the world is rapidly changing for consumers in many ways. It's getting very complicated in the energy sector. If you think about it, Carol, right now you could have solar panels on your roof. You can have electric vehicle charging in your driveway. You can have a second battery in your garage, which is able to charge and discharge into the home. You're able to have many, you know, energy efficient devices in the home, and then a smart meter that allows you to import or export electricity out back out onto the grid and thus, you know, trade on an energy market, if you like. And while some consumers are open to this and really embrace it, it is proving complicated for some, and they need help in that regard.
What I found interesting too, Sean, in the report is that more than 7 in 10 people, that's 72% of Irish consumers, have reported that they offset their positive energy actions with negative actions. Can you explain that to us?
Yeah, that was a really interesting area highlighted in our report. And, you know, it is correct that consumers often unknowingly offset a positive action with a negative one. Let me give you some examples. Replacing an appliance or device with a new one, and also continuing to use the old one side by side, or using a new appliance more because it costs less to operate. Or my own favorite one where I've done it myself is like replacing things like energy efficient lighting, but installing more of them around the house and leaving them on for longer periods of time. So again, I think education, awareness is a piece that we really need to address in this regard and to stop these erosion of positive actions, if you like.
So where do we go from here then? Yes, education is needed. So how do we make that happen?
I suppose the key message for me is that the energy sector needs to educate domestic consumers, you know, and how and where they can make a difference. 81% of our respondents have highlighted that, you know, they want to start that conversation. And I think the first place to do that is with your energy supplier. So we're really, really, that's the key message, is that we need to have and start those conversations with domestic users.
Do you think it's up to, therefore, the energy providers to educate the customers, or do customers, consumers need to take the power into their own hands and actually demand that this information is...
I think it's a combination of both, Carol. We can all do more right across the sector, from, you know, the regulator to the government, the energy suppliers, the network companies. But I think it's also up to individual households to, you know, look and to see what they can do within their means to do more.
Okay. All right. Lovely. Sean Casey, EY Energy and Infrastructure Consulting Leader. Thank you very much for taking the time to chat with us this week. And that is this week's Hours to Protect. A reminder, if you've missed any of our previous episodes, you can listen back right now on our website and you can find out more about the Hours to Protect initiative there to sunshineradio.ie/hours-to-protect. I'm Carol Dooley. Thanks for joining me. And I hope you'll join me once again for another edition just after 7 o'clock next Monday evening.
Hours to Protect, brought to you by Sunshine 106.8, and the IBI is funded by Cumashun na Mban with the television license fee. Check out hourstoprotect.ie for more info.